The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
I believe God will minister to you as I'm preaching. I'm ministering on the subject, the seeing eyes. You must understand that we are not humans. You must understand that we are spirits in this human body. Unfortunately, we have mastered the art of this flesh. We are graduates of the flesh. We understand the legalities of the flesh. We understand the principles that govern the flesh. We know that you must wake up and bath. You must wake up and paste. You must wake up and dress up. You must work. You must build houses. You must buy cars. But forgotten that you are only taking care of the hotel, because you will not exist in this body forever. After 100 years, after 120 years, after 50 years, after 70 years, you will check out. So the question is, who am I? The real you is not this body.
Now, what ankasano ayen seni pedie?
The real you is your spirit in this body.
Now, what ankasano any who may want to pedie?
So you must learn to understand.
That
you must also give time to the realm of the spirit.
To
understand the principles.
Now, what is she saying?
And the portion of the spirit.
Any who home no ni bibia?
Too many of us.
Yemobe pray.
We are ignorant.
I see a name.
We are ignorant.
Yes,
so we are just busy.
Yes,
taking care of this body.
We
are forgotten that the real you must be taken care of.
So
if this body have an eyes, if this body have an eyes, you can see. You can walk around. You can command. You must also know that your spirit have eyes.
An
illustration of this is this. When somebody is blind physically, and you are talking or having a conversation with them, they often respond, "I see."
That's
how blind people respond.
Sana and if Rafu edge so far.
What made them feel and think that they see?
And then a moment think because
the real person in the body
is not
blind.
But
the body is blind.
And
sometimes they master the art.
With
a walking stick.
And
they walk around. They travel. They don't walk in the middle of the road. Because in the conscious mind, their spirit begins to control the body. They begin to operate by their sensitivity. So then they begin to put their spiritual sight into use. But the Lord sent me here to let you know, you do not need to be blind before you use your spiritual sight. You must learn how to use both sides. There are people that laugh with you. If you were to discern in the spirit, you know that they are enemies. Their strategy is to make you comfortable. They laugh with you. They shower you with gifts. But deep down in the realm of the spirit, the enemy against your soul. So how will you discover them? Unless by the spirit of the eye. You must learn how to develop your spiritual eyes. Remember, God is not ignorant. Why do we have to sleep 8 hours every night? You are so busy,
now,
active, caring. Then at 7 a.m. 7 p.m. 10 p.m.
12
p.m. You rest your body.
Because
God's giving your spirit an opportunity for your spirit to be active in the spiritual realm. So when you rest your body, you begin to have dreams. You begin to wander around. You begin to expose and exploit the corridors of the spirit. If you are here this morning and you don't dream dreams, you don't have visions, it's an indication that you are dead spiritually. You are dead spiritually. Because it's certain strategy for you not to know who you are. Turn your Bibles quickly with me. The seeing eyes. Matthew chapter number 13. Verse number 13 to 16. I want somebody to read the word of the Lord for me.
Matthew chapter 13, verse 13. Therefore, I speak unto them in parables, because they see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. Verse 14. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which said, by hearing ye shall hear, and ye shall not understand. And seeing ye shall see, and shall not perceive. Verse 15. And this people heart is wax gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, they hear with their ear, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Verse 16. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears they hear.
But we pray. Amen. May you grant unto us a retentive memory, a seeing eyes, a hearing ears, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 As we look at Matthew chapter number 13, verse 13 to 16, Bible says often Jesus would have spoken to them in parables. Because he knows that they are blind. They have eyes but they can't see. They have ears but they can't hear. And that has been the church of today. We carry Bible but we don't know what is the Bible. We come to church but we preach 24/7 but we don't hear. We only come to socialize. Satan is happy you are blind. He knows that you can come to church. You can pray. But he has blind your spiritual sight. He has making sure. Because hear me.
Not hear.
And hear me well.
Not hear me ye.
When I hear, I can manage. But when I see, I believe and act. When I hear, I can manage. But when I see, I believe and act by faith. So the enemy makes sure. That even though you are hearing, but spiritually you are blind. But remember in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 10, the Bible talks about the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. And one of the gifts is the gift of discerning. When you are praying by discerning, discernment of spirits. It's the other way of seeing. In the physical, we watch. In the spirit, we discern. And hear me, church. You must learn how to begin to operate by the gifts of the Holy Spirit, especially the spirit of discernment. When you operate by the gift of seeing, the oppression of discernment. Not for one night, brother will mess around you. Not for one night, sister will mess around you. Because you will see them before they come. You will hear it before they come. When they are speaking, you know. Because you are praying by the discernment of spirit. I'm talking about you can see them. Listen to me. There is something about witchcraft coving. The witches can see things you don't see. And yet they are humans. They mingle among us. They eat with us. Maybe somebody is even sitting by you. But you cannot discern. But they know who you are. So they are so careful. They approach with care. But you are carefree. You are eating with your enemies. You are sleeping with your enemies. You are walking with your enemies. And you are blaming the church. It's because you are blind. It's because you are blind. May the anointing and the mantle of the miracle for healing, for sight, be released upon you today. I said, be released upon you today. You must know who is your leaders. You must know who is your wife. You must know who is your husband. You must even know your children. It's not everybody around you that is your friend. Bless the man of God. The seeing eyes. The seeing eyes. I'm talking about beholding the corridors of the spirit. The reason why we are not effective worshiping God. Look at what is said in the book of John chapter 4. Verse number 23. He said, God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in truth and in spirit. But we have mastered the art. We worship God in the flesh. We do not even know the corridors of heaven. We don't even know how it looks like. We don't even know who God is. We don't even know who the hosts of angels are. We are just in church anyhow. But if God were to open your eyes, and you can project yourself into the spirit, and you can behold the presence of God. When you behold the presence of God, then Psalm 91 come into place. Bible says, if you break the hedge, the serpent will bite you. So therefore, when you can behold the presence of God, and you are enjoying the presence of God, you are untouchable. You are untouchable. Bible says, touch not my anointing and do my prophet no harm. The difference is the presence. So David said, if your presence will not go with me, then do not send us neither. Hear me well. You must change your level of worshiping God. You must make up your mind that you have done it this way is not working. But let me do it spiritually. Let me begin to walk in the spirit. Let me begin to speak in the spirit. Let me begin to sing in the spirit. Let me begin to clap in the spirit. Let me make decisions by the leading of the spirit. I'm talking about layers. People will call me, you are too spiritual. Yes, I am a spiritual man. I am not human. I am spirit. Because one day, this body will remain remain this earth. But my spirit will linger on. My spirit will live forever. Tell to someone, say, will you live forever? Ask somebody, will you live forever? You live forever because you are spirit. Shall yes. I say, shall yes.
Yes.
If you look at Jeremiah 29, verse 11, hear the word of the Lord. Bible says, for I know the thoughts that I have towards you, thoughts of good, not of evil, to bring you to an expected end. How will you know these thoughts if you are in the flesh? How will you know it? The Lord sent me here to let you know your next level. You must receive your spiritual sight. You must receive your spiritual
side.
Let me just conclude with this. Look at the book of... I'm cutting it short. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Verse number 10. 1 Corinthians chapter
12.
Hallelujah. It is on the screen. All right. Bible said to another the working of miracles. To another prophecy. To another discernment of spirits. To another diverse kinds of tongues. And to another interpretation of tongues. As much as you must be in the flesh to operate in these gifts, 99% of this gift is spiritual. It will not benefit you. You will not understand the mystery behind it if you remain in the flesh. If you remain in the flesh, will it turn to somebody and say, I'm spiritual? Turn to someone and say, I'm a spiritual man. And look at this verse, 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 11 to 14.
First Corinthians chapter 2.
For what man knoweth the truth of man save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the spirit of God. Go on. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but too many of us were operating by the spirit of the world. Bible says we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is in God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in words, which man's wisdom teaches, but that which the Holy Ghost teaches. So listen, until you allow the Holy Spirit to become your teacher, you will not prosper. Because it's a principle that governs this kingdom. The kingdom is governed by the Spirit of God. And the kingdom have its own leaders. So you cannot depend on the flesh. Look at what it said to the end. Unto him neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. You cannot discern things of the flesh. You cannot discern things of the spirit with the flesh. You must learn how to walk by the Spirit. You must learn how to hear in the realm of the Spirit. You must learn how to grow in the Spirit. There are three levels of tapping into this gift of seeing. One of those principles
is
learning how to speak in tongues. The more you pray in the Holy Spirit, the more you grow in the realm of the Spirit. In Jude chapter 1 verse 20,
the
Bible says, building up yourself in your most holy
faith.
Building up yourself in your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Spirit.
Not
praying with understanding. So you must make a conscious effort to at least 1 hour a day. At most 3 hours a day. Cross yourself up. Begin to pray in the Spirit without letting anybody distract you. The more you pray in the realm of the Spirit, the more powerful you become, the more fearful you become, the more you begin to understand the mysteries of God, the more you begin to hear the voice of God, the more you become a friend of God. But if you just zero in the flesh, gradually you miss God. The next principle, activate the gift of seeing. Activating your spiritual eyes is the level and the hours you spend studying the word. You must make a conscious effort. Every day you must open this Bible. Don't wait until you are coming to church. Don't leave it in your boots. Don't leave it in your bags. Until Sunday. Until prayer meeting. Until some demon show up.
But
it must become part of you. You must learn how to read the Bible. You must become a walking Bible. There will be a day coming. This Bible will not be in place. The Bible must remain in your heart. You must become a walking Bible. You must
from
Genesis to Revelation. Written in your heart. So when the devil approach you, and the Bible is not there,
not
just the Bible is in your heart, you can say it is written. 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 So yes.
Yep.
Then the third principle. Thank you.
Now she said to me,
is impartation.
Any or can.
Impartation.
Okay.
Look at Luke chapter 18, verse 35.
Let me conclude this.
Luke chapter 18.
Look at how many don't want to
verse number 35. We're going to read it down. And it came to pass that as he was come nigh unto Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the way side begging. That's one lesson you must learn. As long as you remain a blind person in the realm of the Spirit, you remain a beggar. Somebody say, I'm a lender, I'm not a borrower.
Oh,
I lend to many. I don't borrow. As long as you have a spiritual sight, you can start inventing things. The chair you are sitting on, it
was
somebody's eyesight. Somebody saw a tree.
And
imagine a chair. The clothes you are wearing, it was somebody's eyesight. Somebody saw some bulls. Some lions. Some animals. And saw clothes. The suit you are wearing. Somebody imagine it. Hear me well. Until you begin to operate in the dimension of the realm of the Spirit, you remain a beggar.
Someone
said, I'm a lender.
I said, me obi amede ma.
Someone say, I'm a lender.
Me obi amede ma.
I'm not a borrower.
Me obi amiko finfe.
Someone say, I'm a lender.
Me kobo bosia.
I'm not a borrower.
Me nkwa nkwa
nkwa. I'm talking about heaven is depending on you.
Na o kasa pesa o sodi ni ho eto so.
Who invented the aeroplane?
Why no here we must say?
Those two brothers.
Inipa mi eno anuano mema mi eno.
Their father was a pastor.
Wo mu papa ya sofo.
They imagine their own imagination.
Obviously, they didn't do any amount of money.
I'm talking about operating by in the satanic realm. They call it the third eye. Within the principles of God, we call it the spirit of discernment. You must not walk by sight. You must walk by the open eyes of God. As we read that verse, when God came, Jesus came face to face with a blind man. Jesus asked him, what do you want me to do for you? You would have said, so that my eyes will be open. But as you read that verse, God says, so I will receive my sight. You can have an open eyes without a sight. I'm talking about buy into the realm of the spirit. I'm talking about, do you know what is happening on the corridors of the world today? The billionaires, the trillionaires, they are 20 years old. They are inventing things. They are producing their own imaginable. How did they get it? Because they are able to tap into the realm of the spirit. Some of them, they are working for Satan. Like a witch. They are working normally. But they also see spiritually. They are operating spiritually. They walk through the wall. They fly. They turn into bears. Different type of animals. Some of them even come to your dream. You do not know why you are sleeping. You are wandering around. Instead of knowing who you are in the realm of the spirit and exercising dominion, they approach you and they begin to attack you. And you wake up with cry. They know something you don't know. But may the Lord open your eyes today. May the Lord give you wisdom. May you not just know about this flesh. May you study about the spirit. May you study about the spiritual realm. You cannot be effective Christian if you do not know how to be spiritual. You must learn how to be spiritual. You must learn how to walk in the spirit. I'm talking about you don't go everywhere, everyhow. Because Bible says, God orders your footsteps. Shall yes. I say shall yes.
Yes.
So Bible talk about this blind man. And Bible said, Jesus said, what do you want me to do? He didn't say so that my eyes should be open. So that I will receive my sight. May the Lord give you sight.
Amen.
As you live here. As you live here. May the Lord give you sight. Sometimes as you operate by the Spirit. You are about to enter into that car. And suddenly the Holy Spirit will open your eyes. Maybe you see blood around the car. Blood.
Will
you sit in the car if you see blood around it? Too many people have died prematurely because of ignorance. Because if they have spiritual eyes, it is not every food you eat. It is not everywhere, every place you go that you buy food. It is not every business you engage yourself with. Some are traps. Some are the enemy setting you up. But if you can discern and have a spiritual sight, you understand the language of God. When it happens, you laugh. Because God would have opened your eyes in the realm of the spirit. You dream about it. You hear declare. So when it's happening, you know that this is a trap. And you begin to praise the name of the Lord. And you begin to praise the name of the Lord. I challenge you. Don't die. I challenge you. Don't become a victim. You are dangerous. The enemy. He knows who you are. He knows who you are. So he's making sure that you don't discover who you are. But my assignment today is simple. You are powerful. The least in this kingdom is more powerful than the most powerful person in the satanic kingdom. The least in the kingdom of God. The least is more powerful than
Satan.
So you must operate as such. Remain spiritual. Fast. Pray. Study the word. Take time off. Lock up yourself. And you fulfill your destiny. The next one I would have talked about next time is the power of imagination. Stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I say hallelujah.
Amen.
When you talk about power of imagination,
it's
the foundation of your sight. The foundation of your sight. You cannot have a spiritual eyes without knowing how to imagine things. God cannot bless you beyond what goes through your mind. God can only bless you by what is in your mind. Maybe that is why you are where you are now.
You
are thinking small. Forgotten that it doesn't matter how big you think. God will make it happen. I said God will make it happen. In Joshua 1 verse 8. Bible said this book of the Lord shall not depart out of your mouth. But thou shalt meditate. The word meditation. Meaning literally sit down. And make it big in your mind. And wait that God will get it done for you. As I bring this exhortation to an end. You are not a failure. You will not die before your time. You are not sick. You are not dying. You are not broke. You are not poor. You are in the best church in town. You are in the best church in town. And the powerful man of God. Satan is afraid of him. So Satan is afraid of you. You are a child of the man of God. So you are untouchable. You are untouchable. You are untouchable. May the Lord open your sight. May the Lord open your sight. May the Lord open your sight. May the Lord expose your enemies for you. May the Lord expose your business deeds for you.
Amen.
May the Lord expose your destiny helpers to you.
Amen.
In your dreams.
Amen.
By vision.
Amen.
By imagination.
Amen.
Your life.
Jesus.
Will never become the same.
Amen.
Shall hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lift up your hands. Close your eyes. Imagination. Imagination. May the Lord restore unto you.
Amen.
The gift of dreams.
Amen. Jesus.
May the Lord restore unto you.
Le Karabasanda.
The gift of vision.
Amen.
May the Lord restore unto you the ability to imagine,
oh, Jesus,
without being distracted. As your hands are lifted up, your eyes are closed.
Now, what
the third level of this height. Is impartation. May the Lord visit you.
Amen.
As you lift up your hand. There will be an impartation all over this place. There will be a demonstration. Of power.
Jesus.
Of anointing.
Jesus.
Ah.
Karabasaya.
Nobody must die in your house
Libru
without you knowing it.
Jesus.
Nobody must be taken
Makatata.
Without your knowledge.
Makotorobosia.
God will God will make you a principality.
Jesus' name.
In your house.
Amen.
He will make you a principality. in your school.
Amen.
A principality in your area.
Amen.
No witch. No wizard. Who operates
Jesus
without your permission.
Lift your hands.
Close your eyes all over this
place.
Oh, when to me no. When yes, close your eyes all over this place. It's an opportunity for you to stand before the presence of God. As your all eyes close, as you lift up your hand, as you humble yourself before God, stop thinking about yourself. Stop thinking about anybody. The Bible says, looking unto Jesus. If you can behold Jesus, your worship will change. If you see him, nobody will ask you to throw yourself on the floor. In the midst of angels worshiping him, you worship like them. You don't worship like humans. That would be the difference. That you are in the presence of God. Lift our holy hands.
Yes, Lord.
The first channel is dreams and vision. Joel chapter 2 verse
28.
Job chapter 33 verse 14 to 15. The realm of dreams and visions are powerful. It's a continuation of God letting you know that you are spiritual. So it happened when you are asleep. It happened when you are asleep. There are different characters that I will relate to you. In Genesis chapter 41, verse 25. In verse 23, somebody quickly read it for me. I'll finish in 2 minutes. Let me finish the notes. Genesis
41:25.
God can never visit you in your next level without dreams and vision. You can never become any big in fulfillment of life. Without dreams, you must dream dreams. You must learn how to dream dreams. You must not dream about your obituary. Because Satan can hijack your spiritual realm.
Now Satan ultimately
inject negative dreams. So you must compare every dreams
with
the word of God
and
for an approver. The next scripture is Genesis 28. From verse number 10 downwards. These are all men and women that had dreams. Have an encounter with God. God's way of showing you what must happen in your next level
is
by vision or dreams. I pray today that your life will never be the same. I say your life will never be the same. You know that Jesus' life was saved because of dream. When Jesus was born,
the
Bible said there were people that has plot to kill Jesus. And Joseph had a dream. And God decided that Jesus must go to Egypt. May the Lord save you by your dreams.
Amen.
May the Lord deliver you by your visions.
Amen.
May you never be bankrupt in the realm of the spirit.
Jesus' name.
If you sleep 8 hours
and
you wake up without any vision, without any dream, you are spiritually bankrupt.
You
must fast and pray and activate and sharpen your spirit. Do you know that you can sit here and your spirit can travel? You can walk through the wall. You can walk on the sea. You can be raptured.
Bible
said the aprons and the handkerchiefs of the apostles were healing the sick. It was their clothes. There is something about the spiritual realm. The spiritual realm is far wild. The earth have limits. But in the realm of the spirit, there are no limits. No wonder you wander around. And by the time you say, Jack, it's 9 o'clock. It's 6 a.m. You have nothing, you haven't achieved anything. You must learn how to work it. You must learn how to work it. I say, you must learn how to work it.
Yes.
Finally, 2 Kings chapter 5. Talk about Elisha. And Gehazi. Elisha was a prophet. And a man of God. Had an encounter with a king. That was so boastful. After his miracle. He refused to accept his gifts.
Gehazi
from 2 Kings chapter 5 verse 24 down. Went after the gifts. Elisha was in his house. And when Gehazi came back,
Gehazi
said, yes, prophet.
I see,
where did he go?
He now quiet.
He said, huh?
Oh, who's it then?
Where did he go?
He now quiet.
Man of God, huh?
Gezi,
where did he go?
Oh,
I was just around.
Oh,
and the man of God said, yes, I was sitting here. But my spirit went with you. My spirit follow you. When you follow the king. And devise a strategy.
Now yes, he say,
and collect the items. May his leprosy fall on you. I'm using this to teach you a lesson. You can sit in your house and control territories. You can sit in your house and control the marketplace. You can sit in your house and control the area. You can sit in your house and control your children out there. I'm talking about your spirit will follow them. Your spirit have what it takes to check out of the body for a while and come back. It's a gift. It's a gift. May you put this into practice.
Amen.
May you put this into practice.
Amen.
It is not only for the witches. Everything witchcraft is practicing. Everything the warlock are practicing. Everything the malams are practicing. They were meant to be for you. And because of your ignorance, they have twisted and turned it upside down. I will end here. But hear me. Ephesians
3:20.
The way you think is what comes out of your mouth. Whatever you speak must correspond with what comes out of your mouth. You must correspond with your spirit to activate the power. That was the conclusion in Genesis chapter 11. When the people imagine, verse
1-6,
they wanted to build a tower. And God said, let us go and see them. Because what they have imagined will come to pass. Imagination. It's a force to reckon with. You are never anything without imagination. Before you came to church, you imagine coming to church. As you are sitting here, there are imaginations going through your mind. Begin to channel it positively. To prosper. To live long. To fulfill the mandate of God. Lift your hands as you are sitting. Sit down. Say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the power of Jesus.
By the authority.
By the authority.
In the word of the living God.
In the word of the living God.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Open my eyes.
Open my eyes.
Oh, let me have a sight.
Let me have a sight.
Spiritually.
Spiritually.
Physically.
Physically.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I refuse to be blind.
I refuse to be blind.
I refuse to remain blind.
I refuse to remain blind.
Give me a new sight.
Give me a new sight.
To behold.
To behold.
Every perfect thing.
Every perfect thing.
In the realm of the spirit.
In the realm of the spirit.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Put your hands together.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.